Thank you, Aaron, and good evening, everyone. The latest budget proposals from the governor's office always generate comments from across the political spectrum, but few proposals are as sensitive as the governor's ideas on reforming how education is funded in the state. Dr. Gary Eagles, superintendent of Humboldt County Schools, has taken issue with some of the proposals aimed at school funding and found them wanting, specifically new formulas on how and where to distribute those funds.
The bulk of the monies in the state of California for education will go to suburban and urban areas. Again, I think we have to be extremely cautious about stripping away the funds that right now help rural education programs survive.
Dr. Eagles is also worried about a ballot initiative up for public vote in November that would use new tax revenues to help fund education. Dr. Eagles thinks that unless Proposition 98 is suspended by the legislature, trying to change the structure of education funding in the next several months is moving too fast with too little information.
If you're going to move toward a different funding formula for education, and I'm not saying it couldn't improve, I think it could. I think there needs to be a great deal of dialogue, and we need to be doing it at a time when we have certainty, or certainly a higher degree of certainty, for the level of funding for education, which we do not have at the present time.
If the budget proposals go through, local school districts stand to lose hundreds of thousands of dollars currently in their budgets. Arcata City Manager Randy Mendoza likes the business climate in his city, and on yesterday's Talk Shop, Mendoza explained why he's optimistic.
Right now, I think that retail sales are maybe just a little bit up in Arcata, so I think the retail environment in most cases, at least judging from sales tax, seems to be in the positive, but Sacramento remains the big question mark and potential big negative.
You can hear the rest of the interview with Randy Mendoza at our website at KINS1063.com. Assemblyman Wes Chesbro is chairing the 39th Annual Fisheries Forum at the State Capitol today, and one of the hearings streamed over the internet centered on the environmental impacts of marijuana grows on the North Coast. Scott Greason of Friends of the Eel River had some sharp criticisms for growers who take water from streams for irrigation and who leave behind thousands of pounds of trash and who use fertilizers that run into local waterways, affecting fish species and the health of rivers. Chesbro commented that major marijuana growers are having serious negative impacts on the environment and that it's time for state environmental agencies to take action. Assemblyman Jared Huffman of the North Bay pointed out that if the damage from marijuana grows was being done by a commercial business, the outcry would be deafening. And Assemblyman Chesbro will hold a hearing of the Assembly Select Committee on Disabilities at the state capitol tomorrow. The hearing will focus on mental health services in the state, and Chesbro said in a statement that we must strive to make things better for consumers of mental health services, even in these difficult budget times. The primary focus of the hearing will deal with proposed cuts to state services for mental health realignment and the possibility that the State Department of Mental Health may be eliminated altogether. The hearing begins following the morning's floor session. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
Here's Redwood Capital Bank customer C.C. Walker of Praxis Fitness.
I've been a customer of Redwood Capital Bank for 3 years. I love the excellent, friendly service I receive. I've never had a relationship with a financial institution like I do with Redwood Capital Bank. They know me, they know what I need, and they're always there to help. The personal connection I've experienced with Redwood Capital Bank is above and beyond any other financial institution.
We believe in living our values every day.
Redwood Capital Bank. Our interest is you.
You're listening to KINS North Coast News. The California Faculty Association, which represents more than 23,000 professors, counselors, and other campus staff at California's 23 state university campuses, are talking strike as negotiations between the union and the state drag on. A rolling strike across campuses could happen in April if negotiations fail and could be repeated in the fall if the talks continue to stall. The union, pointing out the massive budget cuts the CSU system has endured over the past 2 years, including more than $750 million this past year, and the increase in fees and tuition, is asking for salary increases delayed for the past 2 years and greater restrictions on class size. Last year, union members at Cal State East Bay and Cal State Dominguez Hills walked off in protest of state budget cuts. The Eureka Police Department is asking for the public's help in locating a missing woman, 50-year-old Esther Harris, who also goes by the name Miss Joe. Harris is a white female adult, 5'6", 105 pounds, with brown hair and brown eyes. She was last seen in Arcata in November of last year in the company of a man named Joe Byers. Anyone with information about Harris's whereabouts is asked to contact the Eureka Police Department. And Congressman Mike Thompson's office has recently received reports that a September 29, 2010 e-newsletter sent from him was titled Wine E-News from Congressman Mike Thompson, and it's being used in conjunction with an electronic and financial scam. The email comes from an individual claiming to be a U.S. ambassador to Ghana and asks for people to send money to a fraudulent email address. Please be advised not to send money or give out any personal information, and Thompson went on to say his office is working with authorities to address the situation. And that's your North Coast News on this Wednesday evening. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.